John does podcasts, so I assume he probably wants to pick that up for that.
Maybe or maybe not. It was just a very good description. That's all. I just didn't want to lose it.
So the second article, which was published a couple of weeks ago in Tax Notes, called Mission Impossible, Extraterritorial Taxation in the IRS, something along those lines anyway. This article does two things. It introduces the fact that the United States administers three tax systems. So there's the residency-based tax system, which you will understand. It's everybody who lives in the United States, regardless of whether they're a citizen or not, is subject to U.S. taxation on their worldwide income. To the extent they're subject to taxation by other countries, it's on the base, it's if they have income sourced in those other countries, in which case those other countries will only tax that income sourced in that country. Then you have the source system, which is people who are not U.S. citizens who live outside the United States, who have income based in the United States, sourced in the United States, will pay U.S. tax on that U.S. sourced income alone. They will not be non-citizens who live outside the United States are not subject to worldwide taxation by the U.S. The U.S. will only tax them if they have U.S. sourced income, and in that case, only tax them on their U.S. sourced income. Then there's a third tax system, and this is what needs to be recognized and confronted, which is the extraterritorial tax system that the United States practices and that the IRS is called upon to administer. So what is that? That means that everyone who is considered to be a U.S. person who lives outside the United States, so that's not just citizens, but also green card holders, they are subject to taxation not just on their U.S. sourced income, but on their worldwide income. And in fact, what they have to do is live their life subject to two tax systems, because certainly the place where they live is going to tax them the way they tax all their other residents. That no one would question that, presumably. But they also have to live under the U.S. tax system. And we've talked, many, many different articles, and including our own, have talked about the problems that causes. You can't, how do you save for retirement when the policy that the country you live in is penalized under U.S. taxation policies? And if you wanted to save for retirement in the U.S., the country you live in is going to penalize it. There's many, many problems along those lines, making it really difficult for people to plan for retirement, to invest, to have a company, to operate a business. But then there's another side to that, which is the IRS, the IRS's side. And this is what the article focuses on, which is that the IRS does not administer an extraterritorial tax system. And I've had the chance as the member of, I'm the international member of the Taxpayer Advocacy Panel. So I'm in my third year. So I've had 2 years under my belt. So I've been able to see up front how the IRS not only does not administer the system, it refuses to administer the system. So I'll give you just a very small number of examples because the list is very long. The IRS will not allow overseas taxpayers to have online accounts. They say they can't verify the identity, and so you're simply blocked. The IRS will not allow overseas taxpayers to call them on a toll-free basis. And of course, if you live outside the US, you're looking at, you know, paying for these phone calls, and the IRS will put overseas taxpayers on hold just as long as they'll put domestic taxpayers on hold. But the domestic taxpayers are calling toll free. Another example is the IRS agents that will answer the phone normally are trained on domestic issues. They have no training on international issues. If you're going to tax on an extraterritorial basis, you need to be able to communicate in the language of the places where people live. You can't expect them to be able to function in English or Spanish. The U.S. taxes people who don't speak either language, and who you can't expect them to speak them. So TAP has, the Taxpayer Advocacy Panel, has made multiple recommendations, sometimes the same recommendation, you know, over and over and over again, over a multi-year period, saying you've got to address these issues. And every single time the IRS comes back and says, no, we won't. We don't see the need for it. We don't acknowledge there's a problem. We don't have a budget for that. Always one or more really good excuses, but they will not address them. And you can look at each of those problems in an isolated from the other, and that's already one thing. But if you look at them together, then you see you have a really serious problem of the IRS systematically and systemically refusing to administer this tax system. And it's the taxpayers who live overseas that suffer from it. They have to make up for it. They have to guess what they need to do. It's incredibly stressful for them. So that's the second article. And that article is quite lengthy, and it gets into a lot of detail on what all these issues are that the IRS doesn't address. And then the third article is the one we published back in October called A Simple Regulatory Fix. And that one proposes, and even though we believe that these issues need legislative attention, for sure they do, we also think that there's a way for Treasury to at least alleviate some of these problems. And so that article addresses how we think Treasury can alleviate the problems. And there's actually some fairly simple actions Treasury could take if Treasury was willing to look at it. So John, what did you think about my summary, and what would you add or change?
Well, I thought it was absolutely fantastic, but I think what I'm gonna do is pause, stop the recording now. Just a minute, let me do that.